Jennifer Lawrence claims a radical wing of the Republican Party is actively dismantling Americans' rights to vote. By Hannah Blow on June 12, 2021. Actress Jennifer Lawrence claimed this week that there is a radical wing of the Republican Party that is actively dismantling Americans' right to vote. The Hunger Games and X-Men: Dark Phoenix star begged fans to support the Far Left's For the People Act, which would nationalize U.S. elections and cut voter ID provisions. Whatever your personal politics are, whatever side of the aisle you find yourself on, you need to know that your vote matters and the outcome of our elections are not maneuvered and manipulated, Jennifer Lawrence said in a one-minute video for the group Represent Us, which is founded and funded by Hollywood elites and has received funding from the George Soros-funded group The Tides Foundation. In Texas, Georgia and Florida and 44 other states, there's a radical wing of the Republican Party that is actively dismantling Americans' rights to vote because they don't have the numbers to win otherwise without gerrymandering or shutting down hundreds of voting facilities within reach of minorities and specifically targeting and carving out people of color, Lawrence claimed. They can't win, but this is cheating and it is not democracy, the Passengers actress added before pitching the For the People Act. There's a law in the Senate right now called the For the People Act and it can reverse these anti-voting laws and it can stop billionaires from being able to buy our elections. It even says that all voting machines need to be made here in the U.S. But it's going to take a lot of pressure from us to get it to pass, Lawrence continued, begging Americans to reach out to their politicians. Let the politicians bicker and throw tantrums. Let's just make sure they remember who they work for. Watch. Lawrence's claims that states are implementing restrictive voting measures are intrinsically false. Georgia's election integrity law, for example, actually increases voter access by increasing the days for mandatory early voting. Florida's election integrity law, which Governor Ron DeSantis signed last month, includes a variety of basic election safeguards, including limits on ballot box drop boxes, additional restrictions on voting by mail and ballot harvesting, and enhancements on voter ID requirements. Notably, a majority of Americans, including a majority of Black and Hispanic voters, support voter ID. The For the People Act, however, would drastically slash a state's ability to both handle their own elections by giving the power to the federal government the power. The measure would result in the federal takeover of congressional elections and strip states of their ability to implement basic election safeguards. States, for example, would be unable to purge ineligible voters from their rolls, and nationwide vote by mail without voter ID would become a reality, as Breitbart News detailed in a piece listing 37 things people need to know about H.R. 1. Lawrence, notably, did not call attention to billionaire Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's leftist, anti-free speech CEO, and his weighty role in influencing U.S. elections. For example, two Mark Zuckerberg-funded nonprofits combined to spend $51 million in the state of Georgia on the November 3, 2020, general election and the January 5, 2021, U.S. Senate runoff elections in that state alone, as Breitbart News reported.